We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Monday, August 14th edition of the show, in which I'll talk a little Packers here, and then I'll talk some Brewers at the end. But in the middle of the show will be the YouTube show that we did on Friday night. I did do a post-game show Friday night after Packers-Bengals. If you caught some of that, once it gets to that point, you know, maybe we'll just have a new episode for you tomorrow. And if you didn't, stay tuned and enjoy it. We had a lot of great stuff. It is maybe some of it's better on video. I think for the video, you do need to see longtime commenter, listener, friend of Tony in Texas's post games or his spaces, the judge, guy from Kansas City, big Chiefs fan. He joins us in all Chiefs garb, but his audio was awful. So that might be something more for the YouTube, if you want to check out the YouTube if you haven't already. A lot of people commenting on it. I want to talk about some of those comments. But Dan Shaney, who will be at our tailgate. Dan Shaney, YouTube stream. Dan Shaney, check him out. Insurance needs, homework, auto, and all that. Quick thing about the tailgate. Tailgate's coming up on Wednesday the 23rd. We're going to be in the Euchre lot. We will be there with reserve, like a 6-car reserve spot. I'll bring bags. I'll bring a testy toss. I do have some beer I'll bring. I will bring Q's helping us out with burgers. I think Matt in the Falls is going to grab some meat. People are asking, what can they bring? If you want to bring like a 6-pack for you, but I am going to hook up with a brewery. I'll have details on that later in the week. If I'm not bringing any hard liquor, Jerry, I'll respond to you. Jerry sent me a message. I'll get to you on Monday. If you want to bring hard liquor, you can. I'm not bringing any hard liquor. If I do, the tailgate will get away from me. And I don't want that. I want to enjoy this. I want to have a couple. I want to watch the game. I want to be able to go home. So I am going to be somewhat reserved. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I think that I'm going to have a nice time at the tailgate, and then I'm going to go home and get franked up. Again, we say frank instead of fuck in my house, although we do say fuck a lot too. Anyway, so that's the tailgate. More details on that. I'll talk more on that on X, Threads, and everything else that made no sense 4 months ago. The Packers got this victory, and it's always fun to see your team win. Now they're going to come home for a couple, but they go on the road to Cincinnati, 36-19. The postgame show that we did was heavy on the quarterbacks. I think that what we saw to Jordan Love was nice. It was good. It wasn't awful, and there was good stuff. I mean, if Jordan Love goes out there and looks terrible, you know, if Jordan Love goes out there and say, I don't know, gets on the field and maybe goes 10 for 20 or 3 for 18 or just dumps off passes to DJ Moore, who runs him in for 62 yards. You know, there was stuff that you could look at in this game from Jordan Love and say, okay, I'm ready to see him in the regular season. We're not going out there with I don't understand what kind of quarterback people think Jordan Love is going to be. They think he's just some guy they plucked off the street, some guy that played in high school that busted out his knee, and 5 years later he's coming back. Like, they think this guy is not even capable. I just don't understand the narrative around Jordan Love. It's awful. But he did good to sort of sway that the other way. Nice night, 7-10, 46 yards, good touchdown, a touchdown throw. What you're going to see a lot here is you're going to see Jordan Love make nice throws, and you're going to see Jordan Love score touchdowns, and you're going to see other fan bases react and say, oh, yeah, well, that guy should have done this. You know, that guy should have, that's a third string. You know, they're going to discredit it in every way. Yet, if Rodgers gets a 62-yard completion for a touchdown that came to benefit off of a free play, no one's like, oh, that guy shouldn't have been offsides. Everyone's like, Rodgers is a genius. You know, I wish that we could just watch Jordan Love, and maybe we are. Maybe I'm picking or going straw man, but I wish we could look at Jordan Love and say, hey, that was good, and for what it was. You know, we don't have to overhype it, although I quote tweeted that's a Hall of Fame throw right there, but, you know, we'll get into that. The bulk of the postgame show that we did was very high on the quarterbacks. It was high on Jordan Love. There's a little bit of exaggerating, I think I do, in the process. Sean Clifford, though, when you're all about Jordan Love, and it's Jordan Love this, Jordan Love that, and then the backup comes in and has a nice night, 20-26, two picks, but a touchdown, and the picks are whatever. We're just not counting these picks. But when you see that this guy they drafted, I believe in the fifth round, comes in and plays well also, it's like, oh my God, this is really funny. People actually thought that we would go from one quarterback to another and then not have any more ever. And instead, we've gone from one quarterback to another, and now we might have one quarterback and another. So very early, all those caveats. The big story, I think, that we didn't touch on enough was this Emmanuel Wilson kid. What a great story for him. He had tweeted, today marks 14 years of the day my father was taken from me. Today is also my first NFL game. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to play on this day. He then gets in the game in the fourth quarter, and this is why you watch these games to the end. You know, this is why you watch these games to the end, because there are kids just like this that are trying to do everything they can. And this is, again, why I keep saying the running back market, like, they can't all go on strike. They can't all go on strike because there are enough guys like Emmanuel Wilson out there that would just chomp at the bit for this opportunity. And I don't know what the future is going to be for him. I don't know if the Packers are like, all right, he had a nice night. I mean, really nice night, 6 for 111 and 2 scores. Maybe they give him some more time. Sometimes these guys have these big games in one of the early preseason games, and then the team that has him says, okay, let's give him a little more here. Let's see what he might have. Let's see what else he can do against some tougher competition. And so he might get the opportunity to do that. He was signed by the Packers. They picked him up back in May. He was with the Broncos as an undrafted free agent for like a weekend back in May. And then they cut him and the Packers brought him in. And you may not have talked much about him or know much about him. I certainly didn't until Friday night. But these are the kind of things, like, all of a sudden, okay, well, what does this guy have? What can he do? Maybe he can make the team. Maybe he can make the practice squad. Maybe another team needs a running back. Maybe Denver's like, what did we do? And they bring him back. But it's great to see these kind of stories in the preseason. And again, that's why you kind of watch the whole game. So we didn't give enough attention to him in the actual post-game show, which I'll play here in a moment. But he should definitely get a lot of the attention. Got some voicemails to play. Want to read some comments as well. First, happyplacehemp.com. Remember these guys. I don't know if there's like, if you guys all decide to text me at the same time or tweet me or whatever, because I always like to know when you get the order in and what you guys are ordering. I like to know like what you guys like. Is it the CBD CBNs that help you sleep? Is it the Delta 8s or Delta 9s? Are you guys doing some of the non-gummy stuff that they have available too for CBD? Whatever it is. The other day I got like 3 people that sent me screenshots of what they ordered, and that's awesome. It's weird. It's like, I think you guys are on the same like schedule of get your gummies, eat them, chew them, use them, and then 7 weeks later order them again. So when you do order, do let me know. I always like to know what people are getting and what you guys like with the product that they have. Again, you can find all that at happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Promo code is BART, 25% off every order, every time you ever use it. The promo code is good. They're also located in Muskego on College Court, happyplacehemp.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Coming up, you will hear the post-game show. I'm only going to, like, give you the meat of it. So the post-game show we did is about 45 minutes. It is on YouTube, the whole thing. I think, you know, it's a Friday night. It gets a little loopy, and then our guy Tack comes on, and his dogs start barking, and he's basically in his driveway, which is somehow next to a party that's going on in his neighborhood. So I might dip out before all that nonsense happens. And just bring you, like, the actual parts of us talking. But if you want to see the full thing, you know, if you're a completist, it is available on YouTube. But the post-game episode, I titled it, Jordan Love and Sean Clifford, the best 1-2 punch in the NFL. And I thought I'd get a lot of, like, trolls and, you know, people that found the video on YouTube. Because when you put it on YouTube, you know, people subscribe. And thank you for doing that. Please subscribe if you haven't. But it also, like, other people find it that aren't in this little universe here and comment a lot of like, screw the Packers, you're stupid, you're delusional. But I got a lot of people like kind of going along with what I was saying. Clark Bowen, Clifford is already a better pocket passer than Fields. The throw he made to Wicks at the end of the half, great throw. The best pass of the game was the roll left and sling. Perfect pass to Toure for like 30 yards. Clifford, who everybody panned Goody for taking, proved he can play. Love is for real. He's composed and has command of the offense. He and Musgrave and Reed will own the middle of the field and open it up for Watson and Dobbs. The Rodgers play clock thing made me scream at the TV every game. His ego and drama is in New York, thank God. This team is talented and energetic. Hope they can mature quickly because they are so young. We could seriously shock the NFL. The roster is there. That was one of my takeaways, big takeaways from the game, which, again, I'll get into, is this team's going to be more fun. This team's going to be more, I think, fluid. Everything's going to look more fluid. Not like herky-jerky, timeout, stop-start. It's going to be more fluid. You'll see, like, a TV break, and then the full drive, and then a TV break. It won't be like commercials, couple plays, Rodgers calls a timeout, end of the quarter. Another timeout. You know, there's sometimes one Packer drive would have like three commercial breaks in it. And I think it's just going to be cleaner. Tom Clements has done wonders for Clifford. That's from some of these YouTube handles. I just don't even know like what part of the first name is this. Lickables? I don't know. Cam says, I think the two most pathetic fan bases are the Bears and the Cowboys. David says most people forget that Clifford beat out Will Levis at Penn State. Connie says maybe the NFL should consider getting their franchise quarterback a la the Green Bay Packers, draft and develop for a couple of years. It works. That is something I'm bringing up on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just wondering if Jordan Love is, let's go all the way there, if he's a Hall of Famer, then what? Then how does any franchise not look and say, well, clearly they have the recipe. Now, you need to get your first guy that's good, but then have him sit for three. That's just, this is not something that can be planned. You're not going to draft these guys in the first round. Rodgers and Love were both first-round picks. Like you're getting a guy that is a good talent that could maybe go start somewhere and have a nice career anyway. It's not like you're taking Sean Clifford's fifth round and developing them for 3 years. If this is going to work, if the Packers get it to work, you have to take guys in the first round. No other team is going to emulate that. There's not enough patience from either the team or the player, even if they have this proven thing that works. If this works, and I know I'm talking, you know, pie to the sky here, but if this works the way that it worked with Rodgers, I just don't know how you can ever duplicate this. But for the Packers, who are already on this path, yeah, if they know that Jordan Love's got 3 years left, or like he's 34 or whatever, then you draft that guy, but then that guy has to be like, all right, I guess I'll go sit for 3 years. And Jordan Love was an interesting person to do that with because maybe he goes in the second round, you know, where the Colts have gotten him. I don't know. I'd like to see that timeline. What would he be like if he was a Colt and started right away? Would they have gotten him? I don't know. So you'd have to get a quarterback that's like, but even Rodgers, he fell, but he could have been number one. It's just that the Niners decided to take Alex Smith, which Rodgers will tell you about every chance that he gets. But I guess I would, too, if that happened to me. I do want to play a couple voicemails first. These are Packer-related. This one is from Tyler. And Tyler is a massive Ryan Horvath hater. And I do hope to connect with Horvath this week. I'll have to play him some of this. This is Tyler bashing Ryan Horvath, who we know is a big Aaron Rodgers fan. And Tyler goes in on Horvath. Here's the Carl's Place voicemail from Tyler. 402-915-2278. 402-915-BART. CarlOfET.com/BART. They've got golf simulators. So now we're going to get into some bad weather times. If you're like having the golf season of your life, rocking the 4Golf merch, promo code BART. But if you're having like a great golf season, you want to continue it, you know, weather around here. Hey, we can't all be going and golfing in 30 degree weather. It's time to get that golf simulator. It is time. It is finally time. CarlOfET.com/Bart. Here's Tyler.
Hey, Bart. This is Tyler from Chicago, and I promised you a Horvath rant. So here it is. Just some history. I've been in Chicago for 10 years. I'm from Wisconsin with UWM. For 10 years before that, same age as you are. I had a lot of respect for Horvath over the years. He really has an idea. He can make an argument. He really knows his college football. He can have an opinion. He's changed my mind on many things. But he is insufferable right now. His Kurt and Long stuff is so old and played. No one cares about when we drafted Jordan Love. We're literally there to listen about scrimmages, practices, everything. I think I figured him out. He is every sports Illinois person that is looking for identity over the past 20 years, and Horvath had some sort of connection to Wisconsin. And I know a few of these people, and there's some awesome Packers fans in the Chicago area. But Horvath's changed. Something's changed. I don't care about T. Higgins. The idea that you draft T. Higgins over Jordan Love, the odds of that are so small. He was, what, like the third wide receiver of that draft, and somehow Horvath randomly knows and has to hate the Packers organization because of it is beyond me. So I figured it out. He is Gary Wolfel of the Packers now. He is already has an inside track. He can destroy us from within. And guess who his favorite quarterback right now is? Justin Fields. I think he's a closet Bears fan. I don't think this is going to stop till someone calls him out, and I am exactly the person to do it. Bart, longtime listener, if you're my favorite person out there, if you're ever at Wilt Northwoods Inn, your tab is on me. Keep doing what you're doing. I'll be listening. Bye.
The Gary Wolfel of the Packers, that is harsh. Look, I like Justin Fields, too. Everything Horvath says about Justin Fields, I say about Justin Fields. That is harsh. I'm going to play some of this for Horvath the next time I have him on. And so, Tyler, be prepared for whatever response you're going to get. That is interesting. Look, I'm like Horvat and I, when Love got drafted, we both hated it. We both thought that there should have been a weapon, somebody, because the Packers were right there. So add somebody to help the offense. And I agree to that. They should have done that. They should have done that. And now, like the hater trade, even though they did something that, like what if Jordan Love works out? Drafting Jordan Love could still have been a bad pick under the circumstances. But now it's up to the Packers to make sure that it works. I guess it's not totally in comparison to the hater trade. So maybe I should edit that part out. But I was with Horvat and I agree. It's just as we branched out on our timeline, I decided to, while still acknowledging my thoughts and feelings and how I didn't like the pick and the strategy of the pick, and we just talked about this a little bit ago, that maybe this is the strategy they should take. I'm now totally rooting for Jordan Love, totally want him to win, which Horvat wants the Packers to win too, but I think he also wants to see Rodgers succeed to then further prove to the Packers they should have taken, and I don't care about that anymore. I mean, I still meant what I said. I'm not all of a sudden saying, oh, that was a great pick. I hated the pick. I hated the whole thought process of the pick. But I'm totally in on Jordan Love. And I'm totally out on Rodgers. I want him to be bad. I want him to fail. I want the Jets to be miserable. I want the Jets who have been... The Jets and the Bears, both of these teams acting like they've already met in the Super Bowl. I don't know where... I mean, the Jets have had... But they've had 30 years, 40, 50 years of bad play too, but now they've got like a quarterback. I get it. The Bears think they have their quarterback, but I don't know what else... I don't know. The supreme amount of overconfidence in Chicago is baffling to me. It's wild. Another voicemail here. This one is from Dan in Oak Creek. He was picking up on our running back conversation.
Hey, Bart. It's me, Dan from Oak Creek. I haven't called in a while. Hope you're doing well. Hope the PF is all right. Hey, just wanting to time off of Matt in the Falls. I think Adrian Peterson should definitely be... His number should be retired for sure. I don't know why Nikhil Harry is going to get his number. That's ridiculous. Anyways, I know you said to name other running backs that I was thinking of while listening to that voicemail. Walter Payton's one, of course. Emmitt Smith's another. LaDainian Tomlinson could be one, of course, too. But I was actually thinking about the Packers running back history with Jim Taylor, Paul Hornig, Amon Green, Aaron Jones, of course. Sam Congato, big name. But I want to hear your thoughts about Aaron Jones this year and A.J. Dillon, I guess, the running back duo that we have, and hear your thoughts of, like, how their impact is going to be in this offense, you know, with Jordan Love coming in. Is there going to be a lot of checkdowns, more running the ball, especially if Jordan Love, you know, we see early on in week one, if he's struggling a little bit, you know, can Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon power through and, you know, really really perform well and help us out here because, you know, I'm kind of wavering with how Jordan Love is going to do this year, but hopefully everything turns out well for us. But, yeah, I just want to hear your thoughts on that and the offense in Green Bay and just how Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon will have a part here.
As always, thanks for the voicemail. Yeah, Dillon and Jones, I'm interested to see. I have no idea how they're gonna like balance those two. I think Aaron Jones, I don't think that he's had the kind of year that he has deserved to have. I don't think he's unlocked his true potential, but in that case, I say that sometimes about guys like Dak Prescott. I think there's a better version of Dak Prescott than we've gotten in the NFL. But I think that he's holding himself back. With Aaron Jones, I think there's a better version of him, but I think the Packers have maybe held him back by limiting touches, so to speak. I mean, the guy averages 5 yards a carry in his career because they don't give him the ball a lot. He had 1,100 yards last year, only two touchdowns as a running back. He did have 59 catches. So Aaron Jones last year, 1,100 yards rushing, two touchdowns, 60 catches, 400 yards receiving, five touchdowns. I feel like there's more room there. Like Jones could be a 1,400-yard rusher with 80 catches and like 12 touchdowns total if they really used him. I like Dylan as the complimentary back. I would rather see, and we'll see how this works out, and maybe our guy Emmanuel Wilson gets in there, but I would rather see Aaron Jones be the primary and Jones the complimentary instead of them being like a 1-2, like 1A and 1B. And sometimes there's games where it gets away where it seems like there's games where if you watch, I'm kind of startled that those were his stats because there's games where you watch where it seems like A.J. Dillon is the starter and Jones is the like scat back or the change of pace guy. I just want more Jones. But in this offense, again, I think we're going to see like everybody's going to end up, every running back's going to have 800 yards. Every receiver is going to have 50 catches for 750 yards. I think it's going to be as spread out as an offense as we may ever see. So, I don't know. I want more Aaron Jones, always. I always want more Aaron Jones. I can never get enough Aaron Jones. That will not be possible. We're going to get to the post-game show. Again, you'll hear some different voices. Fun Friday night edition. That's also on YouTube. I did just start also over the weekend a survivor pool for the NFL. So there's this website, Splash Sports. They, if you've ever done Run Your Pool, it's like the same kind of people. And they're doing a website with different contests. So they're just it's kind of fresh. It's kind of new. And there's going to be weekly contests that we can do if you guys want to do weekly pick-ems. But right now, I want to get people into my survivor pool. So I started a survivor pool. Again, first game's about a month away. But we're going to do a $20 entry, so you donate. Hopefully for you, it's not donate. You put your 20 bucks in, and then right now it says the prize pool is $1,800. That's if everybody fills up the slots. And if everybody fills up the slots, we'll have more slots. But if there's like 12 people in for 20 bucks, the winner's not going to get $1,800. Just so if that math catches your eye. But we're doing a $20 entry. Don't give me the money. It goes to the website. It's a site that sets it all up so that I don't have to do it. But I'm essentially running a survivor pool with Splash Sports. You can check that out. I'll put that on Twitter and some of the other stuff, too. I got a lot of catching up to do this week. For not having a real job, I have like no, I don't know. I had a very busy weekend. I did two games at the Steve. I did a couple of CBS shifts. My wife did much of the throwing, but we had a kids' party at our house, 10 kids running around. We had probably 14, 15 kids at our house for my kids' birthday party. We had one skin knee and two kids got stung by bees. So I think it was, I mean, it's just like, I felt very bad. Next time I hold a party, I think I'm going to make people sign liability waivers. I think I'm going to do. All right. The next portion will be a good chunk of our post-game show. If you heard it, we'll talk to you later. Or there's Brewer stuff at the end of this. But other than that, let's go back in time to the post-game show.
Downtown Billy. What's up? Oh, man. You haven't been on one of these, have you?
No, I have not.
Well, finally, DTB.
Yeah. In the flesh. I'm behind enemy lines in Minneapolis.
That's where you live?
What was that?
That's where you live?
Yeah, Minneapolis. I'm from Maguanago, though.
All right. Moved here. Yeah, I think, like, I mentioned this today. Just when the Packers-Vikings rivalry, like, simmers down a little bit, it's not, and we're giving respect to the Lions, here come the Bears. Got to be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. So, were you able to watch much of the game?
Yeah, I watched the first three quarters.
All right, what did you think?
I thought Jordan Love looked awesome. That was one thing I wanted to point out was Andy Herman put out this poll, putting out Jordan Love's stats, and it was, 7 for 10, 46 yards, touchdown, 112.9 rating, and how'd you grade his performance? And 64% of people voted B because of one bad pass. which I think is asinine.
Yeah.
Like, he showed up, and that touchdown throw was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, no expectations for this guy at all. He's showing up. He's throwing a dime. You know, it is preseason. I don't want to get my hopes up too much. But, damn, he looked awesome. I thought Sean Clifford was super fun. Those picks sucked. But he is a super fun player to watch, especially if it's just for preseason and he's just a backup. I'm happy with that.
People are commenting on YouTube, which is great. Someone asked my dad. My dad's here. Someone asked my dad what was the last thing I got grounded for. My dad says, there's my dad. We didn't ground our kids. Vicky thought that was more of a punishment for us. Bullshit, you didn't ground us. The good thing for my parents was they didn't have to ground us because we didn't go anywhere nor have any friends.
There you go.
So that worked out. I think what's great about Love is, and I want to get to this point before the end of the preseason, because I really don't think, I keep saying the league is not prepared for Jordan Love to be good. People think Jordan Love is going to go out and fall flat on his face in week one. The Packers are not, if Jordan Love sucked, he would not be the starter this season. If Jordan Love sucked, as much as they want to do a rebuild, they're not going to willingly go into a year. This is the Green Bay Packers are talking about on their 104th birthday on Friday. They go out, they win this football game, whatever. But I want people to at least understand the concept that Jordan Love might be okay. And I think the offense just looked like when we first got Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan offense. Well, what is that? It's one play sets up the next. The middle's open because you did this. This is open because you did that. We saw it on that drive. That's all we've ever wanted. There was no checkout deep 30-yard throw. There was no throw at a receiver's foot where, oh, shit, that receiver's young. It must have been his fault. Are you sure it wasn't the quarterback? There was none of that.
The one thing that I don't love about that offense is the screens. I'm not crazy about the screens. Hey, Tony.
Tony in Texas is joining as well. What's up, Tony?
Yeah. Hey, downtown Billy, I love you, but you got to temper your enthusiasm with Jordan Love here. I mean, this wasn't like Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl. I mean, he made some nice throws, missed a big throw, but, you know.
Missed a big throw? That was good defense.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Musgrave looks like a player. They got a guy. That guy's going to be a player. I mean.
Oh, Charles liked that. We're not calling timeouts with 1 second on the play clock.
You know, that was one of the things that pissed me off about Rodgers the most is running that fucking play clock down to one every time. That drove me crazy.
It is going to be so great. We don't even realize that it did go final, 36-19. Packers win. We're going to realize there's going to be so many things that are watching this team that are different. And at one point, we're going to be like, why is it so much more fun watching this team this year? Rodgers, one game. I don't want to be all anti-Rodgers. But it was just like grind. Everything had to be difficult. Everything had to be time out the last second. Everything had to be like, just go out there and play football, right? Can't we just have that?
Yeah. You know what the Packers, what happened with them is the quarterback got bigger than the team, right? And that's what happened with the Packers and Rodgers.
Well, that might happen again if Love keeps playing like this.
Yeah. I saw your tweet. The Packers may have two. What was your tweet exactly? Two quarterbacks?
All these people thought we weren't going to get another one. But we got two, baby.
Sean Clifford.
Hey, Cliff McGriff.
Yeah.
You look good.
One, but the biggest thing I got.
I'm going to buy an 8 jersey. Mark Brunell. But then wear it sideways so it looks like infinity. Because that's for how long the Packers will have good Hall of Fame quarterback play. It's never ending. We are never going to have a bad quarterback again. This is it. This is our destiny.
It's a hell of a franchise that the Packers got.
Bart's taking a call.
No, Canton's calling me. They want to know if I'm free in 2038. for the dual induction of Sean Clifford and Jordan Love?
Well, the biggest takeaway for me for this game is I think they got something with these young players, these second-year players, and then the rookies. Anyone stand out that you guys saw? I know Dobbs had looked good. Musgrave looked good.
Watson.
So this Emmanuel Wilson kid looked good on that 80-yard touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Holy cow.
I thought – who else had the touchdown? Wicks. People liked how Wicks played. He had a nice 47-yard catch. Tyler Davis got stretchered out or carted off. One of my hot takes was going to be that I don't think the Packers are going to keep all four of those tight ends and that DeGuara plays a little more than we thought. I don't know. So I don't know what the Tyler Davis injury does. I saw it to reference Andy Herman again, cause he's been doing such a good job. I should just stream his show and profit. Royce Newman, the offensive lineman's playing with like the garbage stringers. So that shows you where he is.
Oh, wow.
On the depth chart. The kicker people are, you know,
yeah. That's concerning.
Carlson missed two extra points.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about that really quick. I know we used
but
to joke.
But look at this is going to be a problem. If the Packers are consistently scoring five touchdowns a game, that's a lot of extra points to ask someone to make.
Maybe we just suck at kicking field goals in Cincinnati. Didn't Crosby miss like five there?
Yeah, that game was brutal.
Downtown Billy, Tony from Texas, Mike from the South Side. Oh, you're Mike tonight. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Bart?
Hey, Mike. What did you think of the game, Mike?
I thought it was great. I think there needs to be – we got to start having a conversation about if there's four locks for the receiver. Are they going to keep five or are they going to keep six? Because you got Wicks, you got Heath. Are both these guys going to make it or are they going to have to try to let one go and then try to hope he can get back to the practice squad? Because they're both looking good.
Clifford liked Heath a lot, kept going back to him.
Yeah. Is that the guy that wears 18?
Yeah,
that's the tall Cobb, yeah.
Yeah, that's still freaking me out.
How about there's two,
and even
two 17,
Carlson wearing 17 is like, what the fuck? Looks weird.
I know you have to get a game program to watch these games. I don't know who the hell everyone is.
I do have a bit of breaking news regarding my Brewers tailgate coming up on the 23rd. People are asking what they can bring. And no one needs to bring the mustard. Because I'm here at the radio station and I was putting some stuff in the fridge and I noticed that every time they have like a, hey, let's like pretend work is in prison. Let's have a cookout on Friday. They always bring a new mustard. So there's like five mustards in there. So I'm just going to take two of them.
Flip those bottles around. No free promo.
Kroger. Bart Winkler Show brought to you by Kroger Mustard.
Are you a yellow mustard guy or a Dijon guy?
You know what? I'll eat any mustard.
Yeah.
Guys, this is a first-time appearance as well. We already got, oh, coleslaw. Someone has to bring a shitload of coleslaw. Excellent reference. I like that I'm doing a podcast post-game show in the building where I got fired from a year ago Wednesday.
Hey, those are good hallways right there.
Yeah, you would know. Intern, downtown Billy, first timer, ladies and gentlemen. I never knew this day would come. The judge.
Oh,
the judge is going full. He's going full screen, baby.
What is up?
What's up, Judge?
Kingdom?
What's up?
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? I'm excited about I think I clicked on the wrong chat. This is a Packers chat.
Well, we were just talking about how this is great that you're here because we were just talking. We were just talking that we're going to – you look great, if I may. We were just talking that we're going to be the next Chiefs because Jordan Love is essentially Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
In fact, some say he played better than Patrick Mahomes in that classic duel.
He did. Bring that stat line up.
Mm-hmm. Did the Chiefs even play tonight?
What about that? I think that backup quarterback might be better than Love. I know he's got a couple of picks tonight, but he looked sharp.
This is what's so great too. I just got this from LaFleur's press conference. He said, "We're so happy about how our quarterbacks played. We're really just going to pull their jerseys into a bin, and whoever's jersey we pick out will be the starter because we're confident in either of them." Yep.
I just heard that too. Yeah.
Yeah. He said that. Matt LaFleur said that.
He said that to Lance Allen just now.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Judge?
You guys, I'm on a huge delay, I think. I'm hearing like two conversations at once. I don't know.
Well, because you're all the way in Kansas City.
The backup's just as good as Jordan Love is. He looks sharp tonight. What's that guy's name? Sean something?
Sean Casey.
Where did he come from? He was a fifth-round draft pick?
Yeah.
I think he looks sharp. He made some plays tonight.
So the judge is in a luchador mask. He's got his sombrero on. He's got two heavyweight belts. He's got a shirt with a bald eagle wearing aviators. And the Chiefs, to my understanding, play tomorrow. You sleeping in this or what?
We play Sunday at noon. Allegedly, it's going to be on the NFL Network. Hopefully, I can see it.
Yeah. And Mahomes is playing. Question mark.
Yeah, Andy Reid's not afraid to play people in preseason.
Yeah, he's got that dog in him, I think. All right, Judge, your audio is a little fucked, so I'm going to let you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Judge, good seeing you, though.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Packers,
I'm going to stick around.
Packers, Chiefs, Super Bowl. Let's do it.
You going to stick around? I was just going to kick you out.
He's not leaving.
He's not leaving.
Yeah, I'm hanging out.
All right, well, I'm going to mute you. All right.
Hey, can the judge break down the Packer offensive line?
I don't know what. He's breaking down tables and chairs. What a maniac. I like it.
I thought that was that guy that was like a Chiefs fan. That was Robin Banks and was like on the run. Was on America's Most Wanted.
Oh, yeah. He got arrested, so they need someone to fill in. It's going to be this guy. Yeah.
Now he's just hanging out.
Let me get to the red shed. You want to get on? Your nose is broken. This guy's all
about to do my next round of painkillers for the week. So
what the hell happened to you?
This guy get a nose job?
Got a nose surgery on Monday.
Oh yeah, did you have the deviated septum?
I was a cheerleader in college. I've broken my nose three times from that, and my doctor was finally like, "Let's. You don't have to live like this. Like, we can fix this." And now here I am.
Wow. So this is your debut. You choose to come on looking like this.
Well. Got to look on something. Hey, I just took this off, though. I missed the game. I was out reffing my first game of the fall. So
who played tonight?
It was a scrimmage out in DeForest. Boy, the DeForest JV team. Let me tell you what. If we need a quarterback, if the Packers need somebody, they got to look at the DeForest JV team. They were throwing it all over the place.
Well, I don't know how much of the game you saw then, because thankfully we don't need a quarterback. In fact, we might have too many.
I saw the stats. Looked awesome. And then everybody's, well, he missed one open throw to a tight end. And everyone's like, well, he missed an open throw. I'm like, I can see the stats.
You know what, though? It's like when you used to cheat on test and get the – you can't put in 100. Like, you got to get, like, a 95. You can't, like,
clearly
show that you're better than everybody. You got to dial it down a little bit.
How about John Kuhn just straight up saying, this is the biggest, fastest Packer team he's ever seen? That dude's seen a lot of teams.
That's what he said, huh?
Yeah, I was watching the TV broadcast. He goes, these guys are just bigger and faster at every level. Doesn't matter if we're talking first string, third string. They're all just big and fast.
Hey, Red Shed. One guy.
He also said, I don't want to work with Brian Butch anymore. So they moved.
Smart move. Hey, I was going to say Barton Red Shed. Van Ness, we didn't mention him. He showed some burst.
He took it off my tongue.
He's a monster. Mm-hmm. What do you expect?
Valentine looks pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's another guy, seventh round draft pick.
Mm-hmm. Now, there were some injuries. I mentioned Tyler Davis. Did Ballantyne come back in? He was hurt.
I don't think he ever came back.
Luke Tenuta got carted off. Caleb Jones, big CJ, hurt his ankle. And Tyler Goodson hurt his shoulder.
Look, I mean, if those are the names that are on the injury report, you got to still, like, as a fan, feel good. Obviously, you feel for the guys, but, like, I didn't hear any offensive linemen that I've heard of, so I'm happy.
What would be, like, what are some things that we think on Monday that we didn't think on Friday before the game? I think we're happy with the quarterback play. We're feeling good. And I think that we think that there needs to be some competition for, like, you got to at least bring another. Sparky's been crazy about this. Bring in another kicker. Just bring one in. They got to bring one in.
Well, hey, Bart, on a macro level, I think they can win the North.
I think that everyone in the North has the same percentage chance to win it right now. They all have a 25% chance to win.
The NFC North and the Big Ten West are just primed for an entertaining year. No one knows what's going to happen.
Well, Badgers going to the playoffs, but other than that.
Wait, Bart, I got a question for you. Are the Packers closer to being the best team in the NFC or the worst team in the NFC?
Oh, they're closer to being the best.
I agree.
Teams, though.
Right.
If there was ever a year to feel like, because I always say I say this team's floor is like 7. Because even Rodgers looked good his first year, but they went 6-10. And their ceiling's maybe 10. The NFC could get a wild card team in with 8 wins. They'll certainly get a wild card team in with 9 wins. You fuck around and win 8-9 games. Like, you're playing competitive football in week 17, week 16.
The Packers' floor is higher than the Vikings' floor.
Agree.
Yeah.
If you look at the Vikings last year, how many one-score games? I mean, the amount of luck factor you could talk about. Like, if a couple of those games go the other way, if this defense is worse this year, and if Jordan Addison doesn't pan out, Vikings could suck. But I don't see the Packers falling that far unless Love is just trolling us right now.
Here's some comments. Tim's Fork Mike says we need more people like the judge in here.
He's got to get that audio fixed.
I just keep cracking up because I look over and I see the judge just hanging out. Just
I know. I got that.
Vibing.
I
tried to kick him out. He didn't want to leave.
It's a protest.
Ken thinks the judge is Cone Roller without the bag.
Oh.
that would be great.
It's Cone Roller.
Charles says it looks like the judge beat up Redshed for the championship title. Put you guys together. There we go.
Oh, this is too funny.
I don't have a ring. He's got the ring.
Yeah, we need to get a ring.
Let's see.
My question for Redshed is, what are these people thinking if they're, like, looking out and they're seeing their ref for the night, and he's, like, got a busted face and obscured vision, possibly?
Yeah, I got a lot of questions from the JV kids. And I just said, ask your mom. But I said it one time, and I realized, like, you know, I'm an adult in an environment with kids, and I should, like, behave myself. Full transparency, this is my first time ever being a ref. And I, like, you know, you got to remind yourself how to, like, handle, you know, this isn't the Twitterverse. This is real life. These are, like, families, like, going out for a fish fry at, like, a chain restaurant and then going to a football scrimmage, like, got to relax a little bit. So
Redshed over here has got his nose jacked up to the point of you look like a cartoon, and you decide it's gonna be the first time on this stream and as a ref.
I've been on this stream before, I think. Way did back.
You, Well, then I don't recognize you because of your nose.
Yep. My phone doesn't recognize me. It's a pain in the ass. I gotta log into my work laptop. I gotta enter my damn password every time. It sucks.
Hot Take Jake is here with that beautiful background.
Chuck Freeman.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think tonight?
Well, first things first, you all owe Brian Gutekunst a blowy or at least a handy next time you see him. This dude plays chess when everybody's playing checkers. Like, everybody, you know, you look at his rookie classes and you want guys to come in and make an impact. And if you're drafting for this year, you are going to be fired. It's only a matter of time. Gutekunst knows the long-term plan. And here's a little bit of a shocker. He knows more about football than Packers fans do, which is crazy to think. But I love what I saw, naturally. Love looked good. I think he's got obviously some room to grow. Missed a couple, but in general, the best pass that he threw was the one that just barely got tipped to Watson. That would have been a touchdown. Clifford looks like he's got some juice there. There's something there that you can work with. So it's nice to see a backup that's not going to be total ass potentially. Yeah, this team, I forget who said it just a few minutes ago. They're big, they're strong, they're fast. Van Ness, he looked like he physically flashed a little bit. I don't expect much from him this year. I think it's going to very much be like Rashawn Gary's rookie year where it's kind of a red shirt. But yeah, I love what I saw. It's good stuff.
I got Tack here too. People are coming in and out. Where are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice. I have my headphones on, but I'm in my driveway.
What are you landing in an airplane?
Am I landing an airplane?
Yeah, so you look like you're on a tarmac.
I wish my driveway was the tarmac.
Yeah. What's up? What'd you think tonight?
About the Packers?
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about.
I didn't watch the fucking Packer game.
What the why?
Why not?
I mean, I don't give a shit about the fucking preseason.
It's football.
Yeah. Oh, Tony, I got a real hot take. Real juicy hot take. If you like this football, you like the XFL and USFL. It's better football. XFL is better football than preseason football.
Oh, yeah. I don't
give a shit about preseason football.
So how do you – what did you do tonight?
So what did I do tonight? I played in a golf outing today for the Milwaukee Diaper Mission.
Well, don't make me feel like a dick.
Yeah, and then I came home and I took my kids to the pool. We have a pool in our neighborhood.
Hmm. But Tack, don't you want to see the rookies play? They got a whole.
Don't you want to know? Don't you want to be in the know when you go to work on Monday and everyone's talking about Sean Clifford and you got no fucking idea?
Fucking Tony from Texas in the house, love it. No, I don't care about the fucking Packers rookies. I don't care.
Well, that's weird.
Why would I care? Like, I'll care about the 53, in week one.
But we're finding out how to get to the 53.
No, it doesn't matter. If we're not...
You just like watching like the season finale. You don't need to see the whole show. You like watching the last 30 minutes.
Hey, he's the guy, when you go to the concert, he's just staying for the hits.
Yeah.
He skipped right to season 8 Game of Thrones.
Yeah, play Margarita.
Hey, Tack don't have time to watch no preseason games, but he's got time to sit here and talk to fucking 6 dudes on a Friday night, just fucking sitting in front of their computer screen.
Talking about the game, he didn't have time to watch.
Hell yeah. That's funny. I love concerts. I love a band. But yeah, I don't give a fuck about a preseason Packers football. I care about the 53. We're going to fucking smoke the Bears. I already have a bet in place with the Bears, a Bears fan. $69. The Bears are favored. The Bears are favored 3 points, I think.
Woo!
Oh, is that on me?
I don't got a dog here. I'm at the radio station.
I mean, I'm in the driveway.
Now, if I were to tell you this draft class, would you think it's the greatest of all time? Lucas Van Ness, Luke Musgrave, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, Colby Wooden, Sean Clifford, Latavian Wicks, Carl Brooks. The only Carrington Valentine. The only thing that ruins this draft is Anders Carlson. Dude,
hey,
sucks.
If it turns out to be a great draft, will Horvat come out and apologize?
I think Horvat's gone the way. I'll talk to him next week. But oh, Messi scored tonight. Nice.
He's not a Packers fan, by the way.
Horvat's got to be conflicted.
Horvat's gone the way where he's gone so far that you just have to keep going.
Yeah, it's like
you can't U-turn.
Sign of the times.
I think we got to relax on the kicker.
On the kicker?
I feel like first game, he actually.
Who's talking?
This is Red Shed.
No, like, oh, who are those other voices? Is
that
you?
That's probably on me. I'm sitting in my driveway and there are people walking around.
Yeah, they're like, loud, they're like really, they got good acoustics.
Mm-hmm.
But first game, dude looked good. First three kicks, missed the last two. I want to see his next one. We'll know by the end of the next game. If he misses another one, I'm out. But for now, it's a rookie.
They got to bring in someone to compete
this year. They cannot go into the regular season with him as their kicker.
Yeah,
they have to have someone else. He can be on the practice squad. He cannot be their kicker this year.
It was Crosby officially washed up? I didn't think he was.
Think there's any scenario they just bring him back week one?
I do think there is, yes.
On a vet minimum deal?
Hey, there's a judge again.
Yeah, judge is bad. How's that audio, judge? Bad.
I don't know. Is it better now?
No.
I have a feeling that the...
Hey, don't give up on me. Don't give up on
me. I never will. You know I won't.
Jesus Christ. I have a feeling that the kicking position is going to come back to fucking haunt us.
What if, because I keep saying I want week one to be a game between the Bears and the Packers that both quarterbacks look good because I don't want the narrative. I don't want that shit, Bart. No, I don't want that whole week. I don't want that whole week to be, ha ha, fuck you, field sucked. Or ha ha, fuck you.
Suck, though.
He doesn't. But I don't want that to be a whole week. But what if they lose on a last second field goal from Anders Carlson?
Bart,
Fields is shit.
The Bears quarterback. Fuck him. He sucks. Like, why do you give a shit about him? He sucks.
Fields sucks.
He's a running back taking snaps. Whoopty shit.
Correct.
J Money says, this is the weirdest shit ever. Can't believe I had to sit through 30 seconds of ads for this. Those 30 seconds equate to about 8 cents that I profit so that I can feed my child. All right, let's get back to the podcast. That is from the post-game show, which there's about another 15 minutes of conversation. Dudes being dudes, if you will. But I think this is a good spot to maybe cut it off. As we mentioned, Tyler Davis is out for the year. There's still 15 more minutes on YouTube if you want to go. Hot Take Jake talks about how he lost a friend because of his tweets about the Barbie movie. Real whole thing. It's a whole thing. Tack continues to just have no idea what's going on in the neighborhood around him. And I don't know. I forgot what else we got into. I taped that in the studio, just like I'm going to do on Saturday night. So Saturday night, I'm back on CBS Sports Radio. A 5-hour shift, 4 to 9. So I think some of that actually airs on the Fan. I think maybe 1 hour. But I'm up against a Packer game, and I'll be watching the Packers. So I think I might stay in the station to then do a post game again on Saturday night. Because a lot of people, you know, it's great to see people jump in. A lot of people, first-time people or second-time after a long time. So that is great to see. I am sad to announce that I did not watch one pitch or highlight of this Brewers series in Chicago. I'm not like at the beginning, I'm not trying to like
act cool, like I didn't see any. I just didn't see any. The stuff I had going on this week did not allow for it. Friday night, they sweep the White Sox, as you would expect. Okay, White Sox are miserable. But Mark Canna with a big double in the 10th, as I'm reading the headline and I'm looking up the box score to remind me what happened on Friday night. Brewers win. Corbin Burns, not the greatest start. Bullpen does all right. Who else? Caratini homer. It's like, what am I doing? I wasn't able to watch a game. Friday, doing Packers, doing the CBS thing. Sunday, kind of the same thing. The games that I were watching, I get one little screen to watch something on. I had football on because we were talking football. And Saturday, I was at the Steve in Madison. So Brewers, this more close games, 7-6. Another extra inning game on Friday. A 3-2 win on Saturday, and then Sunday was big for those Dan Shaney insurance runs because the White Sox then tacked on a bunch in the ninth inning, but the Brewers got out of there. Freddie Peralta, who I loved Grant going all in, thinking maybe Freddie could get the no-hitter. The recipe did feel right, I agree. Freddie goes six innings, labored a little bit, four hits, three walks, struck out six, but Freddie has just been so good. Freddie really has been good. And I just said labored a bit for like an elite start. He got touched up a little bit against the Braves. Outside of that Braves start, six innings, one hit, no earned. Six innings, four hits, no earned. Six innings, three hits, three earned. The 13 strikeouts, seven innings, one hit against the Rockies. And then this start, Freddie is, I mean, this is why if you're thinking playoffs, and I'm just going to go into the playoffs with a very, like, open mind, because you have this pitching. They got to figure out, they can't be stranding all these runners on base. Get a couple more guys to hit. I always talk about the timelines. There is a timeline where the bites of the apple thing comes true this season. Brewers then, now, they've got a road trip. A three-city road trip continues. Chicago does count. But now they're on the West Coast in Los Angeles to play the Dodgers, which are always great games to watch. They'll go Miley, Hauser, and Burns. We get Kershaw on Tuesday. So Burns-Kershaw would have been a nice matchup. Instead, it's Hauser-Kershaw. And then when we go to Texas, we get Woodruff, Peralta again, and then back to Miley. Then we're back at home against the Twins. And lo and behold, that will be the day of the tailgate. Wednesday, August 23rd. Some tickets still available on my Twitter. We're in 10-day forecast mode. So it's going to rain a shitload today, Monday. And I'm looking at the forecast. Tuesday, the night before, we've got, let me get Milwaukee here. Because Shorewood, it's always hashtag cooler by the lake. Tuesday's going to be up to 88 degrees. Okay. I don't want any rain. I don't want to plan this tailgate for 3 months and then have it rain. So we'll find out if God's a Bart Winkler Show listener or not. If God's in the Winklerverse or not. The other thing with the Brewers, and maybe I'll talk more about this week, but there was that article with the Journal Sentinel about how now, you know, Brewers could relocate. Blah, blah, blah. This is why every team should just have a stock sale and be publicly owned, but that's not how it works. I don't think the Brewers are moving. I don't even know if I want to entertain that option. I understand that other team, like other cities, will want to easily have the Brewers. The stadium is not that old. They need repairs. They need maintenance work. I don't want to get into the Brewers stadium thing. I don't know. It feels like we're going to go round and round in this where nobody thinks about it. Then there's an article and we're all like, oh shit, we're going to lose them. Then we'll forget about it again. There's another article and the lease ends in 2030. So yeah, you want to, you know, I don't know. I feel like this is more like a 2025 problem than a 2023 problem, like, or at least an off-season problem. We're in the middle of a pennant race here. Can we enjoy the pennant race without thinking if our team might move in 7 years because they still use Freon in the air conditioning? Can we do that? Shout out to Michael Bradley, not the soccer star, but the Milwaukee urbanist Twitter man. That's how I'm going to describe him as. Here's what he tweeted about the Brewers stadium today. There's absolutely no way any Milwaukee politician should go along with a Milwaukee-only funding deal on the stadium. They'd have to be out of their effing minds. The stadium is designed to be driven to with as little dollars falling into local hands as possible. Michael, you listening, or are we just great minds? This is the Bart take. It should say Wisconsin on their chest. The Brewers do not care about the Milwaukee economy. Michael continues to say, if you're coming for a game, there's nothing around the stadium. You have to go out of your way to inject any dollars into the local economy. You're just as well staying a 10-minute drive away at the Embassy Suites in Brooklyn than a 10-minute drive away downtown. Here's the thing I retweeted. The shtick of the baseball stadium is that you literally go to Festival Foods in Neenah, fill up your cooler with beers and sodas, bags of chips and brats, head down to the stadium. It's basically marketed as you don't have to spend time or money in Milwaukee. I don't know the counter to that. Now, for our tailgate, we're pumping money into Milwaukee County because we're living in Milwaukee County, most of us. But those that are coming from other places, how much money are you spending in Milwaukee for this game? And the money you do spend goes to the Brewers. The Brewers, how the hell have they not figured out? Like, it's one thing to say every team should have a deer district or whatever. But the Brewers thought that they could open TGI Fridays year-round and it'd be a destination so that you could see what the baseball field looks like when there's no grass on it. Hey, we're open year-round. Are you, though? Well, they got X-Golf. Great, I got to go into the state. Like, X-Golf, I haven't been up there. I guess it's cool to golf when there's a game going on. But if you could have a separate entrance maybe that led into it or a separate building, they need to be more shit to do there. How do the Brewers not have, like, a convenience store on their lot where you can buy burgers and brats and buns? How, like, just that. Just to start there. How do the Brewers not have some sort of convenience store or a liquor store on their grounds? Is that impossible to do? Maybe they will move. They ain't trying hard enough. Brewers aren't trying hard enough. The Brewers are skating by life. There's no motivation in there to be better. This is not front office talk. This is other front office talk. This is marketing talk. They're relying on the things of yesteryear. You know, yeah, you know, it's nice that Corey Hart shows up at Brat House and buys some beer. That's good. That's good. It's just wasteland of parking spots. God. I love 94. Let's expand 94. I love 94 where it's just like drive by and see the things that are used sometimes. You know, the state fair is happening, so it's like, oh, but the rest of the year, it's just a big parking lot and a Halloween Express. Hey, there's Miller Park. Oh, fucking cool. No one's there. It's never open. Oh, but we can go to a restaurant to be named later. The Liney's fucking Steinhaus, whatever the fuck it's called. Goddamn Brewers, you fucking get a sweep, and I'm talking about this bullshit. Join us tomorrow. I chat with Ty Dunn about football, and I don't know. I'm all worked up. I had a good weekend, except for the bee stings at my house. I had a good weekend. Too much work, but a good weekend. And here I am bitching about all this bullshit. I shit you not. I come to CBS, well, Odyssey. I come to the Fan Studios. And I don't know why it's here, but there is, I'm not even kidding, I should take a picture of it. Sparky must have had him on, I don't know. There is a post-it note in here that has a phone number on it. and says Rick Schlesinger, president of baseball operations. I don't know why it's in here. It's in here. I obviously took a picture of it and am going to use it somehow. Maybe I'll ask him if his refrigerator's running, but is this not a sign? I feel like my purpose in life is to help the Brewers have better marketing. I feel like that's my purpose in life. Anyway, I'm just going to watch Loki all day and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's where I'm at in my Marvel rewatch, and the Brewers can figure out their own shit. We're back tomorrow.